This is Don Diablo, and you're watching Speaker TV. I started off as a kid, I used to make short films, and at a certain point I became more of a musician because I started making music for my films, and all of a sudden I became a DJ and now I'm here and I've never looked back. I like to collaborate. This year I've collaborated with people like Diplo, Sydney Sampson, but also the singer of Uele Swimming Pool. Actually the day before he took his life. So that's gonna be on my album. That's a very special track.
We came, we saw, we killed the crowd. We came, we saw, we killed the crowd. We came, we saw, we killed the crowd. We came, we saw, we killed the ravers.
You know, the good thing for me is at a certain point I stopped making short films, but I started making music videos, obviously, for myself. So I did this video last year with a rapper called Example. It's called Don Diablo and Example, and the track is called Hooligans. It's actually been my cheapest video, but it really captures the mood of the track, I guess. It's just a really high energy, dirty rave kind of video. Never actually wanted to do that, and you really feel the energy of the song, I guess. So I'd say that's the best one.
We're making new friends, we're out in the wild. Oh, 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 oh. Me and Black Mamba.
We've got a new single coming up with a band called Dragonette, and it's called Animale, and it's like a short film about the dangers of oranges. So I think you can do with your music, that's one thing, and then on the other side you can also do things with your artwork, with the videos. It's, for me, that's finishing a song isn't the end of the process. I think great artwork and great videos, they add to you as an artist. Childhood heroes, Public Enemy, and, you know, and you get to remix them, and I felt like a little boy. I was like, I think I made like 12 different versions, and I cried at the end when I had to turn it in. I was like, oh, it's the worst thing I've ever done. I still look at the ceiling, and I'm still, you know, it still keeps me awake, because some things just come back to haunt you, and you wanna make it the best you can, and then it's like, you know, you wake up the next day. You do it and then you think, oh, this is genius. And then you wake up, it's like, it's crap. Shit, the deadline is tomorrow. Yeah. So it's hard. It's hard. For me, in making music, the hardest thing of the process is just letting it go. It's like a child, you know, like, okay, you can go now. You're 18.
Speaker TV.